So looking ahead. Cancellation of a scheme. The information I'm about to describe is contained in the Employer's Bulletin, issue number 45, which was published in September 2013. From October, where HMRC have been contacted to set up a new Pay As You Earn employer scheme, if there's been no activity on the scheme after 120 days, as I've said, it will be automatically reviewed to see if it can be cancelled. So a scheme will be considered as having no activity on it where you've made no submissions using Pay As You Earn in real time, you've not made any payments to HMRC in respect of Pay As You Earn, you are not an annual scheme, there's no evidence that you want to claim construction industry scheme deduction suffered, you've not received an advance in any way from HMRC, you've not had any periods of construction industry liability, there is no evidence that you've had any employees, there is no evidence that Class 1A National Insurance was due, which of course is for benefits in kind. When none of these conditions apply, your employer scheme will be cancelled and a letter issued to your business address to advise you of the action that they have taken. Once the scheme has been cancelled, you will not be able to submit any Pay As You Earn submissions in real time. If your scheme should not have been cancelled, the letter covers who you should contact in HMRC to request that your scheme is reopened. Mandating the scheme contracted out number, called the SCON, with effect from the 6th of April 2014, and again this information is covered in the Employer's Bulletin issue number 45. Now this will only impact you if your clients operate a scheme in particular where it's a final salary contracted out scheme, but you may have clients who have that. There is an article on page 10 and 11 of the Employer's Bulletin, which outlines a change that affects the information that employers who operate contracted out schemes, what they report to HMRC. So from the 6th of April 2014, employers will have to report both the employer contracting out number, which is the ECON, and that's not a problem because we do that now, and the scheme contracted out number, the SCON, on the full payment submission sent to HMRC. So currently, the inclusion of the ECON on the FPS is mandatory, and as I said, that's fine because we have that information. But the inclusion of the SCON is optional. So from April 2014, inclusion of the SCON will be mandatory, something that we're all a bit disappointed about, because it affects the National Insurance category letters, category D, E, L, N and O. FPSs without SCONs will be rejected. To find your ECON and your SCON, you need to see your contracting out certificate, or you may need to contact your pension scheme administrator or ask your clients to contact their pension scheme administrator. This is something that's caused a real issue. Payroll software does not necessarily include the field, and more importantly, a number of employers don't hold this information, and certainly their payroll department doesn't. So if you are an agent acting on behalf of your clients, you're going to need to say to them where they can get this information so that it is provided to you to be able to put into the FPSs in time for next year. The main reason for doing this is with contracted out for final salary schemes disappearing in 2015, HMRC needs to ensure that all the correct contributions in respect of the contracted out part are allocated correctly to employees' national insurance records. Exam or election scheme type employers. From next April, those who have examiner payrolls or electoral payrolls, employers are going to have to start reporting Pay As You Earn information in real time. Now, it's important to stress this does not change the tax or national insurance exemptions or reliefs that are applied to these schemes. It's just that they're going to have to be reported in real time. So if any of your clients in universities or colleges and so forth operate these types of schemes, it's going to be important to make sure that they're aware that they're going to have to ensure that these people are put on a payroll to be able to report in real time. And finally, on or before. As many of you will know, and I hope many of you contributed to the survey that HMRC published around whether or not reporting on or before you pay employees has been an administrative burden or a cost burden, or does it make real-time information reporting more difficult? So many of you will have contributed to the survey, so it's just to remind you that HMRC's response to the feedback that they've obtained, we hope will be out in the next month or so, which will give us an indication of where HMRC may go in respect of the relaxation that's currently in force. However, just a word of caution, please do not assume that HMRC will extend the relaxation. So you should, and your clients should, be working towards reporting real-time information on or before employees are paid by April 2014. Thank you very much.